OC.
What up, bro?
I need a little uprise because I need to be uprisen. Because I found out something.
Oh, yeah. Like see this. How that just made you pause in your tracks?
I can't help, help the way you make me feel.
Grace Rhodes out there living her best life, isn't she?
Man, she's just doing it, man. Shot her videos in Brazil. She's just living.
Look at what you're doing. Ooh, I like this. The uprise almost got me to forget how I feel. So today is a special day. We do our podcast.
Okay.
We do other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun-wise, NFL-wise, and just me and you.
Yeah.
But most importantly, today is our boxing day.
Mm.
We box today.
Yeah, true.
And we have a good time.
Yeah.
You're like the ringleader in the class. You push people and...
I do.
You want everybody to enjoy a good workout. Like, a good workout is a party to you.
It is.
Correct?
It is. It's
okay.
Fun.
Okay. So that's me going to an event to party with my guy.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Today I found out.
Yeah.
There will be no boxing.
Yeah, I know.
This is the third time I've talked
OC,
about this to you.
Boo.
I'm very sad.
Boo, OC. But I got things I got to do, JB.
You never miss a workout.
I don't, man. But I still didn't. I still got something.
You still got yours in.
As you can tell by the amount of Haribos. And Haribo didn't pay us. We can't say that word.
But we love them so much, don't we?
No, they didn't pay us, man.
Don't say it. Well, how do these ones taste?
Candy. They taste like milkshake.
Really?
Have one.
It's called a milkshake.
Why are you chewing like that? You're chewing like my son now.
My son
chews so everybody can hear him. He's like, nyong, nyong. That's what you got going on right now.
Because I got a crown back there. I got to go to the opposite side. Because if he gets in that crown, that thing could pop off. And this whole podcast will be over.
Yeah. Did you just swallow? You swallowed tough just then, J-Bell.
This does taste like a milkshake.
Good. It's real good. Really, really good, man. So no boxing. We're not gonna be able to do that. But we're gonna get it going next week though.
Now, you are the workout organizer.
Yeah.
The king.
Mm-hmm.
Like, working out with you is an event.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
You enjoy that?
Yeah. You bring everybody.
You gotta bring the energy.
Yeah. You bring the energy.
Yeah.
Remember we were working out in this, and the guy comes up. The guy we work out with, and he comes up. He has his phone out. Simon, you'll love this. And he takes his phone, and me and Osier is just sitting there getting ready for the boxing class. And he comes out with his phone, and he turns it to us, like, recording stuff. Cool guy, but, I mean, we don't know him like that. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm about to work out with some NFL ballers. Look, and he's got, Osi's like, what's going on here? Phone in his face, okay? We're like, oh, okay. I mean, it was pretty extreme.
Mm.
So we laugh it off. Guy means no harm, but we're in the class. And it's later on in the rounds. I mean, we're getting after it. We're throwing blows. And all of a sudden, I see OC say, get up! You want to work out with NFL ballers? Get up!
The guy's laying on the floor.
He's on the ground, on his knees,
yeah.
And OC is literally
giving it to the guy.
Because OC is usually in the class, and he's motivating people. Like, if he sees somebody, and they're struggling or whatever, he goes and he works out with them. He's like, okay, you do three combos, I'll do three.
Mm.
And he finds people in the class. It's never like that. But this guy,
I was so mad.
He said, you want to work out with NFL ballers? Get up!
Because you know, J-Bell, when the going gets tough,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, before the class.
Yeah.
First of all, I hate that whole.
Oh, yeah. And he just stuck it in your face, like dead in your face.
You
like,
know what I mean?
You don't know where that's going.
Yeah. And so you was doing all that before the class.
Yeah.
But then once the class starts.
Oh, he's on all fours.
You're on the floor.
All fours.
You're laying on the ground.
Oh.
He's holding onto the punching bag like he can't breathe. Oh, you want to work out with NFL? Here it is. Here's your workout with the NFL ballers. Incredible.
Oh, my. I almost forgot about that. I hope. I think he listens to the podcast.
You think so?
Yeah.
So he's going to know who we're talking about.
Oh, he's going to know. And he's so cool, he'll probably laugh about it because he remembers. But no.
Speaking of things I remember, I remember something.
Oh, gosh.
And it had to do with boxing. Okay. And just this whole conversation about boxing brought it to my recollection.
Yes.
And we were in Nigeria. You love my Nigerian stuff.
Whenever you go Nigeria, there needs to be like some kind of either. There needs to be, you know how it's like something needs to happen where we know where we're going.
Yeah.
Like it needs to be, it needs to stop there and it needs to, like here we go.
You're definitely not going to know where this is going.
Okay.
In Nigeria.
Okay.
when you're driving on the street, right?
Got it.
Usually people who have cars usually have the drivers.
Yes. You have a driver. That's our night.
That's our. I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
Not the Nigerian national anthem.
Every time.
Heroes past shall never be in vain.
Yes!
To serve with all our might. One nation freedom. We shall unity.
My God! You were like a child in school that had a flashback.
I remembered it.
It was like it took you over. It took you over.
I remembered the Nigerian national anthem.
Oh, see,
that is so crazy.
You stopped dead thought of life, and it took you over.
Jason, I haven't sang that national anthem in 25 years, maybe?
You were ahead of it.
That is crazy.
Out of nowhere.
When did I leave Nigeria? 95? How many years ago was that?
A lot.
We're 24 years. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that in 24 years, man. That is crazy.
My God.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That was slick.
So now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm proper Nigerian. Yeah. Forget the accents. Forget this American accent. That guy's Nigerian.
It took you over, bro. I like that. Good
that's
job,
crazy.
Simon. That's
that
good
was
work.
Nice. That was
but
nice.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Yeah. So we're in a car.
Yeah, you're in a car.
Now, my question was.
You're in a car.
You have to have, if you have a car at that time, you have a driver.
You have a driver.
Got
most
it.
People have drivers.
Got it. That's
most
what
people
my question
who have cars
was.
Have drivers in
okay.
Nigeria. So you're in the car and you get into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody hits you or you hit somebody else.
It happens.
At the time. There was no insurance in Nigeria.
Like they didn't offer it?
Nobody had insurance. Now, I don't know what the situation is right now, but at that time, no insurance.
Whoa.
So you get hit.
Or your car gets stolen or anything. It's just.
It's on you.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the where the boxing comes in.
Oh. I think.
Because once there's an accident.
Uh-huh.
The funniest thing would happen, and this happened to me. I was in the car several times to see this. Our driver's name was OK.
Oh, gosh.
As soon as there's an accident,
uh-huh.
both drivers will immediately jump out that car. Jason, there's no discussion. There's no, hey, you, blah, 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 are you going to, let me get your insurance. They immediately start throwing blows. Just
Oh, my God.
Back and forth. They start fighting. Bah, 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 bah. And then they get in the car and then you just drive home. That's it. This was how we resolved our accident situation in Nigeria.
Wait, what if...
This is a true story.
What if your criteria for a driver was like, okay, so how do you drive, you know?
Mm.
And then you put him in a sparring session.
Can you fight? How good are you at throwing
you're
hands?
You're like, what? But real question is,
yeah.
It was only fist fighting.
Fist fights. No weapons, no nothing.
There was the rule of law that was the unwritten rule of laws. We're just going to fist fight, get this anger out, and go.
There was no shooting, no none of that. That was road rage, but the road rage was expressed with.
Yes.
With your hands.
What if you didn't want any part of it? You just kept driving?
Well, you can't get in an accident then, buddy.
So, in all honesty, it probably made some people better drivers.
Drive carefully. You better drive carefully. Because if you hit somebody, you scratch somebody, you better come out that car swinging.
Why am I laughing?
I saw a driver get his butt whipped one time, man. It was the funniest thing ever. That other driver
that
was
other
dead
driver.
Serious.
He thought it was going to be he escalated from a fender bender fight to a full.
A real fight.
Yeah, like, the car's not totaled. You can't punch like that.
Nah, he got beat up, man. He got in the car, and he was laughing, too. It was the funniest thing. He was laughing. We were laughing at him. Oh, OK, poor. Shout out to OK, man. I don't know where he is right now.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I saw OK fight several times, man.
Oh, my
gosh. I also saw OK run.
In an accident?
No.
Just run.
Oh,
tell me about it.
I got to tell you this story.
I like this OK guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you this
story. Yeah.
So in our compound,
uh-huh.
right, we had, for some reason, there was two houses in our compound, uh-huh. right? My dad had one, and the other one was his office.
Okay.
And then there was a long, it had to have been at least 100 yards
from
one gate to the other gate.
Okay.
From the front gate to the back gate, okay. right? Blue. It's good. Both gates were blue.
Okay.
And in the middle, right, there was like, they had planted some shrubbery,
uh-huh.
right in the middle.
Okay.
So you have like a gate, you have a bunch of concrete, then you have some shrubbery, and then you have a bunch of concrete in the other gate, right?
Okay.
So our gate man is we had a gate man who was like a security guard at the front, right? And I remember one day he was just talking so much trash to OK about how fast he was. I can't make this up, J-Phil. He was talking trash, okay, about how fast he was.
Uh-huh.
And so me, I was always with, like,
you know, always used to hang with them.
Always with either the gate man, I was always with them.
Yep.
So I'm listening to them talk, and then okay is like, okay, cool. So let's go run now. Let us go run now. So I go inside the house, I call my brother Okwi out. So Okwi comes out. And so, OK, the driver and the security guard, they go to the back gates,
uh-huh.
and they're going to run from the back gates all the way to the front gates,
okay.
right? Now, remember, in the middle is
the shrubbery,
right? So, I want you to picture this.
Okay.
So we go to the front gates,
uh-huh.
and they're racing from the back gates,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So we have to scream, uh-huh. go from the front gates. But because it's so far down and in the shrubbery, you can't really see until they come out the shrubbery,
yeah.
right?
So, you don't know who's winning the beginning.
I don't know what's going on. So we're at the front gates, me and Okwi. And when he comes, he's going to tell you it's ridiculous. And Okwi, we're both there. We yell, on your marks, get set, go! And then is silence, right? Because you can't see anything, right?
Okay.
Jason. When OK emerged from the shrubbery.
I'm picturing this shrubbery in front of me.
Oh, my God.
All I see is shrubs.
Jason, you think you've seen speed before, Jason, right? Jason, you think you've seen speed before, Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason, I have never till this day seen somebody running that fast. Because you got to think now, Jason. I didn't see the beginning of the race.
Right.
All I'm seeing is somebody emerge.
From the shrubbery. It's like he got shot out of a can.
Oh, my God.
He's
I'm like, oh,
speed.
My God.
All the strides.
Like a bullet. I said, oh, my God. He must have beat this security guard by 50 yards, bro. It was the most impressive thing I've ever seen. As far as running goes, the most impressive thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. All your time in the league, people are being like, oh, see, man, look at him. Have you ever seen anything like it? Matter of fact, I've seen something
better than that.
Let me tell you about OK and the shrubbery. And you're right. If he just popped out,
boom,
you don't see him, like, build up the speed or nothing.
God.
It's literally like seeing a plane right as it's about to take off.
Like right there. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous, Jason. Like, oh, my God. Like, some of these stories, man, I can imagine, like, people listening being like, all these things happen, man. It's amazing, man. All these things happened.
That compound, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Shout out to Okay. Oh. But now think about this, though. Another thing that I thought about, right? Because now you see all these wars, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. All these things going on, mm-hmm, right? And have you ever noticed how it's always like, you know, the older or the, you know, the people who are in power.
Oh, of course.
They always say old men
start wars, young men fight them.
Right.
Right.
Now imagine if this world worked in the way that if you made the decision to go to war, you had to go out there and fight that war yourself. What do you think would happen?
People wouldn't go to war.
There'd be no wars, would
there? Or if their immediate family had to go.
Yeah. There'd be no wars, would there?
You know, I hate to bring this back, but I listen to, there's a president in the U.S. talk. Mm-hmm. And the way he talks, the facial expressions, the way he demeans people or situations. And all I think about is the big dude, because he's tall guy, mm-hmm, that used to just get punched in his mouth. That was so tough talking that some little dude punched him in the mouth. You know what the most humbling thing is?
Yeah.
Mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
I started training it for fun back when I was playing. And you're a big, strong football guy, athletic.
Yeah.
And one of these little dudes, one of these little trained fighters, trained little killers.
Yeah.
These little dudes would dominate me in a way,
yeah,
you know, just beat me up.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it's in a gym, it's safe and whatever. But I was humble anyways because football makes you humble.
Yeah.
It's I don't have no problem with that. But every time you see a big dude off the street trying to be tough, go in that gym and get choked out by the little dude, never came back. Never came back. And you're right. I mean, I just think about what we always talk about. How do we talk to people, OC?
With respect.
Everybody.
All the time, yeah.
For us not to respect somebody in a conversation, they have had to throw some serious verbal blows at us, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or done something that we're just more or less like, this person doesn't deserve any, you know, our respect in this conversation. But we still kind of respect them.
Yeah.
And it's because we've been punching the mouth.
Yes, 100%. And you know. Punched in the mouth, like, physically and literally. Like
everything. Yeah. Just, I mean, we're humble because we know you can lose.
Easy.
And when I look at people in positions of power that haven't been in a situation where they can remember what it feels like to be on the other side when they're in power, I can't really respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the tide will turn, my friend. The tide will turn, and you always want to be, when you're weak and you're on that bottom of that curb and you got your hand up, whoever's looking down to grab you to pick you up, you better hope you did some good to them.
Yeah.
I have no clue how we got here.
That's how you start the podcast.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Where are we going now, man?
There's no teams unbeaten in the NFL, OC.
I mean, there's
no surprise to us. I have a statement.
Okay.
Will the Super Bowl winner have the best defense? Or will the Super Bowl winner be an offensive team? Defense or offense? This year only.
This year only?
We're just talking what we got now, who we are in the NFL. Does a defensive-led team, it's got to be balanced now. Baltimore in 2001, was it 01 when they won?
01, yep.
Yeah. With defense. I'm thinking whoever's going to win this is going to be led by their defense. When they're up on that podium and you're doing interviews, you're talking to defensive guys.
I agree.
You agree with that?
I agree. Because when I think about teams that are led by their offense now, who are you thinking? You're thinking of maybe the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah. Of course.
Maybe the Baltimore Ravens right now?
True, they are, but they have they're finding a way to now be ready defensively.
But they're led by their
they
offense.
Are, but they're balanced.
I think they're more skewed towards their offense.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I think they're – yes, yes, they are.
So are you saying that they wouldn't win the Super Bowl, J-Bell?
I think they would.
So you're just going back on the statement that you just made.
I'm saying I think they'll get better at defense. When the team that wins the Super Bowl, remember now, teams evolve. Teams get better. Teams shape into something at this part of the season. They kind of are who they are, but they can improve, right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you just look at what Pittsburgh has done, right?
It's been fantastic.
Right. Yeah. Defensively, like, wow. And I think on defense, I think defenses always play better later because they know who they are and the opponent, they have more tape on. And, you know, as a cerebral player as you are, the more you can see of your opponent, the better.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned Pittsburgh, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like over the past couple of years, I think we've kind of just, not underestimated, but kind of almost thrown away the impact that defense has on games.
Yes.
Because when you think about,
agreed.
When you think about, okay, Ben Roethlisberger got hurt, we're like, oh, this team is finished. They're done.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
When Nick Foles went down with Jacksonville, even though Minshew came in, well, oh, they're done. Oh.
All we talk is offense.
But don't you remember, there was a time when defense literally was winning games for you.
Period.
There was a time when this was happening. And why is it that we just kind of just all of a sudden we're like, if you're not playing well on offense, you can't win. That's not true. Because Pittsburgh is playing outstanding ball.
I think you're right. And I think that when the rules change in sports, the competition committee comes in. There's always this time. In the NFL, it's set like this, where they come in the offseason, they fix things, right? And it's usually because the defense has stopped something, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen it in our careers a couple of times. Mm-hmm. To where the defense got so good at something, they basically officiated it out.
Yes.
So we kind of saw that, especially with the way people tackled or did things or had to take the quarterback down, all those kind of things, how they protect the quarterback. What do good players do? Adjust. What do good coaches do? Teach. Mm. So now we're at that cusp where all these rules that are now in place that actually make it easier for the offense, defensive guys just got better.
Yep, they did.
And defenses just got better. Now, you have your high-caliber offenses that score points, that do certain things, but you're going to slow down, even if you're the best that year. You're going to have a game where your defense is going to have to win. The Rams. They are not a glimpse of themselves offensively.
Yes.
Now, you can blame it on the O-line. Their O-line isn't as good. But the things they were doing, an 11 personnel, three receivers, one back, tight end, and all that misdirection they were doing, it ain't working no more. They're not doing a lot of it, but it's not working no more because defenses had time. They've adjusted.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Okay, I'm interested. I might not have the answer.
Let me ask you this then. Have teams figured out the Rams? Have they figured out Sean McVay? And if they have, is he in trouble?
Yes, they have. They have. And he's had a really big issue that's come from two different aspects of offense. His running back isn't running the same, and his offensive line isn't good. So, when your O-line isn't good, but you got the best running back in the league that can make things happen and get you a pop here and there, it keeps you going. Everything they did was based off of them being able to what? Play action pass.
So Sean McVay isn't a genius? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
He's got to adjust.
So he's not a genius.
He's got to change. I'm not questioning the guy's mental fortitude and being a genius. Now, I think he's a very innovative play caller. I think he understands things. I think as to last in any business, say we're a business. Mm-hmm. What do they always say about businesses? They have to continue to grow, evolve, right? That's just, or else they go bye-bye.
Yes.
I mean, where's Barnes & Noble's at? Mm-hmm. The bookstore.
What?
Yeah.
What's the name of that bookstore? I've never heard of that bookstore.
I mean, where's, you know, Toys R Us has other problems that got them there. But just, you know, everybody thought this online retailer, Amazon, was just, you know, selling books. Mm. So
finally they came in.
You got to evolve as a play caller. You have to become more. Okay. We always talk about the best coach, Bill Belichick. Is he running the same defense he even ran last year?
Right. Speaking of the Rams, did you see, I saw a stat.
Okay.
Regarding Marcus Peters.
Okay.
With now Baltimore.
Yes.
And Jalen Ramsey with the Rams.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen
it. It is incredible.
I'm interested. What does it say?
Jalen Ramsey has given up like something like 70% completion percentage.
Okay.
Throwing at him.
Yep.
Giving up like 15 yards a catch.
Is it really that much?
It's pretty bad. It might be 14 point something. And Peters is giving up like 6,
okay.
And he has like 2 interceptions to the house. Mm-hmm. He's balling in Baltimore.
So statistics can lie to you.
Can they?
Yeah, they can for sure.
So this thing that people tell me when they say men lie, women lie, but numbers don't, that's not true.
Numbers can lie.
Okay.
I'm in finance.
Explain yourself.
So if I need to sell something, I can tell you why it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying on this. What has happened to him is for sure. But the position they're both in is different.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have Jalen Ramsey come to the Rams. He's now locking up on the number one guy, sometimes following him, and he's learning a new defense. So all these are being said. He's covering
the best guy. He's locking up on the number one guy.
He's covering the best guy.
Okay. Isn't that what he was doing in Jacksonville?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So all that's true. I'm not saying his stats don't. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, he set out some games with a back injury and all that. But he is playing the opposing team's best wide receiver.
Okay.
You know, it's a toss-up who wins.
Mm-hmm.
So Marcus Peters goes to Baltimore.
Mm.
He's not even the best corner is Marlon Humphreys.
Okay.
Okay. He's your best guy. Your second best guy is Jimmy Smith.
Okay.
Your third best guy is a toss-up
between
Carr and Marcus Peters.
Okay.
Meaning Marcus Peters is playing how he does, the way he does in zones and all that. He's able to read the quarterback, and he's not playing against the top guy.
Okay.
So he is playing better. But to your point, this is another thing where you look at the move Baltimore made, and this is what I'm talking about their defense. They got the four best corners in football. Four of the best corners as a unit, those are the best four on a team. And they're allowing him to play in ways where he can make plays. Because as we know, Baltimore defense, the way those DBs play are different. They move around, they make things happen. And that's really good setting for him. So you always talk about the situation for a player.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in the right situation, playing within the right scheme, it works out. And it's working out for him.
And Weddle is with the Rams now.
Weddle's with the Rams.
And it's not working out.
I need to see the stat because when I look at the film, I like the way he's playing.
Weddle.
No, I like the way Weddle's playing, but I like the way Jalen Ramsey's playing.
Okay.
I think he's playing well. I mean, even when you play against the best receiver in the league, Julio Jones, and he catches a deep one on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was contested. It was tight. And he lines up on him again, and it's not – caught. That's 50-50, that's a 50% on the deep balls, and he's going at it, man. He's covering your top guy, and your top guy is going to get some catches, but he's lining up snap after snap, and he's not backing down.
My source with the Atlanta Falcons told me that he humiliated Ramsey, and they just didn't connect on a couple of them.
This is true.
That's what my source with the Falcons
this is true. He was open a lot, but when you look at the tape,
yeah,
You can look at coverage of receivers two ways. Is he beating the man, and what does the quarterback see?
Yeah.
So if I'm disrupting you at the line of scrimmage or at the top of your route, say, the quarterback is going to look and then come off.
Okay.
As the route opens up, you might be open. But remember, I got OCs coming down at me at a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, and if it's disrupted and any of the timing's off, that's great coverage, and that's what he does. Listen, Julio Jones, man, he's the best receiver in football, OC. Yeah. He's the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
And Jalen Ramsey he's not definitively the best corner in football. Mm-hmm. He's up in the conversation.
Yeah.
So, in that matchup.
He talks like the best, and he says he is. So.
True. Okay. But if you're going to be one of the best, you gotta believe in yourself like that, and you got to do that. I'm not really happy if we were going to talk about a game, what he did versus Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like that, and I think he kind of – not that Juju Smith balled out or something, mm-hmm. but, you know, be careful how you talk to these receivers.
I remember a time.
You can take a sleeping dragon and wake him up.
I remember a time I was going into a contract situation, and I was saying I was the best defensive end of football. And the Giants were like, okay, you say you're the best defensive end of football. Here's the best offensive tackle in football. His name is Walter Jones. Let's see what you do against him.
Oh, geez.
And what did I do, Jay Bell? I went out there and ate him up. Because if you say you're the best, if you open your mouth and you say you're the best.
What about your first time playing against Walter Jones?
That was my first time.
You balled against him first time?
First time ever playing against Walter Jones was when I told the Giants I was the best DN in football, and they presented him. They're like, here.
Go get it.
See what you got. Guess what?
You went 8.
If you say you're the best, Jason.
You got to be the best.
And you go up against the best, not in the league at the time.
Uh-huh.
This was the best tackle in history.
Yep. I think he did good against Julio.
What do you have to do?
Shut him down.
Good.
Yeah. You can't even make it 50-50.
Where are we going? Where are we
you
going
can't
next?
Even make it 50-50.
No 50-50.
What was your second time versus Walter Jones?
That wasn't good. That wasn't good. That was the very next year.
But
wasn't good at all.
But he, you know why?
At that point, I wasn't telling him. I wasn't telling the Giants I was the best. No, I wasn't saying that. I wasn't. Going into that game, I wasn't saying I was the best DN in football. No. So I didn't have to go out there and prove it.
But you embarrassed him the year before, so he was coming to get you.
He was prepared. He was fully prepared for everything I had to offer.
I only know that story because you said it and you talk about going against him. But
that man had me in the witness protection program. I was nowhere to be found. They didn't call my name. I might have had one assisted tackle the entire game.
Oh, my God.
It was bad.
So you're telling me.
Yeah.
Don't you think a team, you need a guy who talks tough and actually goes out there and fight? He might get punched in the eye every once in a while. He might lose a fight. But he's lining up again, and he's talking tough.
There's nothing wrong with talking tough.
Uh-huh.
I'm all for that. But when you say, when you open your mouth and say you're the best.
Oh, I get it. I get
you're
it.
You're the best.
I get it.
You see, that's the thing about football.
Yeah, it's humbling.
That's the thing about football. Humbling. You're going to do all this talking, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? That's how they say it out here, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to talk, yeah?
Have you been in Nigeria in a car accident?
Yeah. Now you got to go out there and you got to prove it.
Yeah. I'm glad you got those sacks, too, in that game.
Yeah.
Things would have been different for me if you didn't.
Things would have been so much different. So easy how your life can change, you know?
You see how I made it about me?
Yeah. So easy how your life can change, you know?
You always say that, and I hate thinking about it because it wakes me up at night sometimes thinking of how things could have gone differently. There's a combine.
A combine.
There's a combine set up by the NFL.
Mm.
You know where I'm going.
Okay.
Colin Kaepernick combine. Never heard of this before. Never heard of a combine being set up by the NFL.
Mm.
But if the NFL sets your combine, not for a single player.
Mm.
Let me rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm when this happened, I didn't even text you about it.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted that watch you have on is killing me right now.
Do you like that?
It is amazing.
Are you appreciative of it?
Yes, it is. That's okay. A bad watch, bro.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyways. What do you think? What is the first thing? I want a sentence. I want a no more than 3 to 5.
You want a monologue.
Yeah. I want something quick, and then you can go into it. Like, off the top, what did you think? First thing.
I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know how to feel about it. This is interesting. This is very interesting to me. Got to be very careful here. But this is very, very interesting to me. And I've seen also Colin's reaction to this. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of talk. Yeah, and there's a lot of people saying, oh, this is a sham. It's nonsense. It's this. It's that. Cool. I get that. I understand it. Right? Mm-hmm. But then you start thinking, and because people are right to question the NFL. Mm-hmm. They're 100% right, because this does look disingenuous in a way. Mm. And they're right to question them mm-hmm. for doing this. Like, oh, why are you doing this now? And, you know, Colin is like, he wants the list of all the teams attending and, you know, our head coach is there and all these people are going to be there. And all. And a lot of people are supporting that narrative, right? Uh-huh. Well, you said something. The NFL has never done this before.
Never. Not that I can recall or know anything about.
Right? Never done this before.
Not for a single player.
For a single player. And Colin has said that he's been preparing 5 days a week.
For 3 years
now, right? So does it matter if any of the head coaches are there, or if the GMs are there, or even if the NFL did this as a publicity stunt, right? The fact of the matter is this. You've been preparing to get back in the league, and you're going to get a chance to show people, whether or not, whatever it is, you're going to get a chance to show people you can actually still play football, right? Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all you need.
That's all anybody else asked for or got. I mean, you think about your first workout or whatever, like, I mean, yeah. I mean, nobody cared who was there. One team was there. That's the team I'm trying to go for.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So, from that angle, I'm completely with you.
There's all this noise about, oh, they're doing the NFL, blah, blah, blah. It's a sham. Yep. But regardless, you're still going to get a chance. And guess what? If you can play, if you can throw that football still, and you can move around, I guarantee you somebody there is going to be like, okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
Somebody there. If you really are that good, Jason, somebody there is going to say, okay.
I think I'm saying this the right way, but it's called the Chinese wall. Have you ever heard of that terminology? Mm. So I think I'm using this the right way. They say it a lot in finance, to where you don't want one department to talk to the other because there could be some kind of insider information, right? So there's like the Chinese walls in between. You can't talk to the to these guys in private equity taking a company public when you work on the other side.
Okay.
You can know the details. Okay. I feel like that's what this is.
Okay.
Between the NFL, which this makes sense to me, as the governing body, and the 32 owners.
Okay.
They're saying, yes, we're in the same building, but we're on different floors.
Yeah.
And we don't make decisions for these floors.
Okay.
We make decisions for our floor.
Explain that to me.
When it comes to players and picking them up. Not in the overall NFL structure, but as far as you can choose Jason or OC. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We really like this Jason guy, so pick him. No, we don't do that.
They can't do that.
We don't do that. Mm-hmm. Nor to my – I'm not going to just say something I don't know. I don't. But that's what it seems like to me. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That now puts the NFL in the thing. Look, because remember, the NFL still represents the players are involved with the NFL.
Yes.
It's just not the NFL representing the owners. Mm-hmm. It's the players. They have programs for us too.
Yeah.
They pick up our calls too.
Yeah.
They do stuff for us too.
Yeah.
So how do you now, as this organization, say, we stand to the side.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put this workout on for one of our players. Mm-hmm. And let's see what one of the teams does.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
And I think that's where it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Let's see. I understand.
That's where it makes sense to me.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like.
Here.
I get that.
Let's see what one of y'all do.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. I can't. The NFL has never made a player good.
Yeah.
They've promoted players.
Yeah.
But they don't. Just because the NFL likes you or doesn't like you doesn't make you go perform on the field.
Not at all.
That has zero to do with it. Come on.
Yeah.
They're not. This isn't pro wrestling where they're like, oh, we're going to make The Rock good this year and he's going to win everything. And this is not. This is real.
So basically, they are saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. Right? As an organization. I'm not saying that.
That makes sense to me. Because they have to represent the players too.
They're like, here, now you guys make the decision.
It can't be it can't be the players' union is for the players, the NFL is for the owners. Mm-hmm. That's not going to work. The mm-hmm. NFL needs to be the governing body that represents everybody's interests. Now we know, the 32 owners own the league and the NFL, but that's why the commissioner's in place and things like that. So, what's one of the best ways to say, hey, I'm on your side too?
Yeah. Okay. But now the question becomes, why now? And, okay? Mm-hmm. I saw something that kind of made me think. Because somebody said, he was like, oh, you can see the influence of Jay-Z now, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've heard that.
And... Let's say for instance,
yeah,
that it is true. Let's say for instance that he somehow made or, you know, said, okay, the NFL, you guys need to
do
something about
this,
right?
I need something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's say for instance he did do that. Uh-huh. I go back to when he first announced the deal and all the anger and the backlash and the fury that got directed at him. And there was something that he said, and this goes back to the conversation me and you were having yesterday.
Okay.
There was something Jay-Z said.
I'm glad it was yesterday because I tend to forget.
No, you're not going to forget this. There was something he said.
Okay.
He was like, listen, okay, he's done the kneeling.
Yep.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
We need to move past that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What comes now? What's next? Mm-hmm. What do we do now? And in order for us to make substantial change, one of us has to be in that room.
That's it.
One of us has to be in where these decisions are being made, right? And now he's in there. And if, in fact, he did have something to do with this, now you see what that does. Now you see what that does. Now you see that, because this isn't just, this is now somebody up in the halls of power who's now able to represent these people who are down here. And it is incredible. If in fact he did.
This is so much bigger than sports.
Right. Right.
It's so much bigger than everything.
It's so much bigger than that.
I think of when you organizational structure is amazing. And when you become a family, a company, a whatever, and you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And your family now marries into different cultures. or your company now, we were selling here in this part of the world, and we are an expert at that. Now we're over here, right? Everybody wants growth. Everybody wants growth. Everybody chases growth. But you know what comes with growth? Diversity. And it has to be diverse opinions, or you will burn trying to grow. Because you will be faced with a problem that you don't have the answer to because you're not a part of that, or you don't understand that, or that's not your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
We could be, at some point, OC, as much as we think we know, or the people around us know, or whatever, we get older, right?
Yeah.
And now, say we have this diverse group, we got every ethnic background, men, women, all different types of sexuality, but we're old.
Yes.
And we're trying to sell to young people.
Mm-hmm. Can't.
And we don't have anybody young in that room with us. Oh, we've checked all the other boxes. But where are the young people? You're making these decisions up here for them, mm-hmm. but you're not. You think you're asking them because you're writing surveys.
Yeah.
Are they in the room with
yep.
you? If you want to truly have knowledge on what you're trying to do, if it's important, put those people in the room.
100%.
That's it. They will give you your opinion, and you can take that, and you can now use that for good.
That's where we are with this. It's crazy.
That's very interesting, though, I think other people are taking it in all of these directions and whatever, and the way you took it was like, this is, let's check a box. Everybody's trying.
Yep.
And if we start... if we start ridiculing people for trying, who are we?
Yeah.
Who are you and who am I?
I'm OC. You're J. Bell.
Yeah, and we're not ridiculing
anybody. <Nah.
laughs> but ourselves. We got a good one this week, man.
All right.
Baltimore, Texans. I know who you're going with because we did it on the show.
I did that just to oppose you.
Okay.
I really think Baltimore's going to win.
You think Baltimore's going
to win? Of course, but you decided to pick against
Houston. I know. It hurt me, too.
Against Houston, so I have to pick Houston.
It hurt me.
Because you keep on going up against your boys. I don't understand that, but I really think Baltimore's going to win this game.
Bad matchup. What do we talk about with them having them four corners over there, Baltimore? And
yeah.
Then I just think if this offense can get going and make them one-dimensional.
Houston's without J.J. Watt, it's going to be a problem.
He's important in the run game. J.J. Watt, man. Hey, now, are they missing
Jadeveon Clowney?
Look what he did for Seattle.
Listen, this would have been a perfect game for Clowney because he's athletic enough.
He stops the run.
He's a run. He's a physical football
player. Kills
the
run.
This is where they would need Clowney. They don't have him, so
too
bad.
Oh, man. This,
too bad for
right
him.
Now, if they had him with J.J. Watt going out, they would still be still be good. They'd be primed for greatness still.
Yeah.
So,
it is what it is, man. It's going to be, but two of the best quarterbacks in football right now going head-to-head. It's a marquee matchup.
They're out of the three MVPs. These are 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
Who do you put in number two?
Wait a minute.
I'm putting Russell 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting right now because they were on a bye week, Houston. So I didn't see him last week.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's number 2 for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, and 3 is Deshaun Watson. Ooh! How you feel about that?
But? Are they all black quarterbacks?
One of them is mixed. One of them is multiracial.
Anymore.
Listen, Christian McCaffrey was our front runner.
Yo, that is wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought about that right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just it's a meritocracy. It's just and it's the way. I mean, next year will change. You know, it hasn't shaken out yet.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and the only reason incredible was because
the quarterback position has come
there were so many roadblocks for our predecessors, and you know you gotta. I think when you sit here today, and the one thing to be proud of is, you know, the human race's ability to just evolve, not only physically, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be hope, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at these kids today, and I know, I remember my business partner, and Pete had told me this. He's like, when you look at my kid, his son, he was like, and his group of friends, he's like, they don't see color. He said, they don't see it, J-Bell. He said, they don't see it.
Anyway. What's next? Ask OC, ask J-Bell.
Are you ready for this, OC?
What you got?
I got something good for you. All right. Jay Silva says, why isn't Jimmy G in the MVP conversation? 49ers were trash last season.
Yeah, but they're not winning because of Jimmy G.
There you go. He's not the MVP.
No.
The defense is the MVP.
I think I do know Jay Silva, though. I think I see him on my Twitter feed. Shout out to Jay Silva.
Jay Silva, shout out for the good
question.
He
shows us a lot of love, man.
He does. I've liked a couple of his
comments. That was a great question, Jay Silva.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it coming.
Keep it coming, Jay
Silva. Keep it coming.
You're such a nice guy.
Yeah,
you're a nice bloke.
We roll with you. We roll with you. Mark, other than the stray hand stomp, what other rituals or habits did you guys witness during your time in the NFL?
I saw Paul Soliai. And he was from what island is that off? What island
was
is
he?
It?
Samoan. Tonga?
Samoan, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw him do the the haka.
Yeah.
It was fire.
Did he wear the?
No. Okay. This was before the game, so okay. Yeah, he was fully dressed in his uniform. Yeah, but he did it. It was intense.
And you were like, oh yeah.
I was like, oh yeah.
This is going down.
Quite sure we lost that game, but still, it was good though. It was really good.
Yeah, I like the strand stuff. It was one of the best. It really was though. All right. Oh, we got a shout out to our 5-star reviewers.
Okay.
You want to read these names, Elsie?
Let me see them.
Let's see them. Let's go.
5-star reviewers.
Yeah, they get this is so important.
We got Lawrence Wynn.
Yep.
We got Nathan Callie.
Mm-hmm.
We got Stolden.
Mm-hmm.
We got Poplar Bourne.
Ooh.
Sigur Ali.
Ooh.
And the rest of you. Sigur Ali says, love it when OC goes off on one and JB is just dancing around what he's saying. Just dancing like P. Diddy. Take that. Bad boy. Just shoulder shaking.
That is the
Keep
truth.
Keep it up, lads.
That
appreciate
is the
that,
truth
Sigur.
Too. And sometimes he looks at me in a way where I can't even run. So, hello, Belgium, OC. Thank you for making this the number 23 podcast in your fine nation.
Belgium.
Belgium.
And I figured out why.
Tell me, brother.
It's because of Vincent Kompany. I interviewed Vincent Kompany, and he's Belgian. And so he must have just told, like, a lot of his friends. And so they're shouting us out. Shout out to Vincent Kompany. Shout out to Belgium. We love you guys, man.
Man, we out. We out of here. Hopefully we back next week.
I can help the way you make me feel. I can tell if this is even real. You just gotta take your chance. Boy, you might explode if you get close. We're going for a ride. Enjoy the show. I gotta say. Especially when it's time.